This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Wednesday. And this might be the greatest night for audio clips in the history of the Jesse Kelly Show. Oh, John Fetterman is not only back in the Senate, he's chairing a subcommittee, and it went not well. The president can't spell the word eight.
But you have. We have 1,000 billionaires in America. Know the average tax rate they pay? 8. E-I-G-H percent. 8%.
So we have that. The old Trump versus DeSantis feud continues. A nice little buyback offer that's going to bring me to New York City in the very short term. We have a student getting suspended for reading Bible verses. And what's the real story with these, quote, Chinese police stations popping up here? Also, I think the Republican Party needs to basically declare war on the corporate world. All that and so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. I want to begin here, though. Dudes and women. But all of us, you know, human beings, we have flaws. None of us are perfect, correct? We like to pretend, but we all have things about ourselves that we would like to improve on, that we should improve on. And some of the most cocky among us, we can get trapped into thinking the things we're bad at aren't important. They don't matter. I'm not good at it, so it doesn't really matter at all. Here's what I'm talking about. And I can't believe I'm opening with this, but I have a bunch of different places I want to go, so it just seemed like the appropriate place to go. There's a congressman out there. I've actually interviewed him on my show, Greg Stube. Maybe you know him, maybe you don't. It doesn't matter. It seems like a good dude, whatever. It doesn't matter. But he just came out and endorsed Trump over DeSantis. Okay? All right. Well, he went to Politico and told them something. You see, he got injured severely, this Greg Stube, in a tree trimming accident. Don't laugh. Those ladders now, I hear all these things. Those ladders now are hazardous when you get up there in age. You fall off that thing, you are busted up or dead. So he really, really, he got injured badly. He was in the ICU. And in the ICU, Trump gave him a call out of nowhere. Boom. Trump just calls the guy. Hey, checking in on you. You okay? Stubbe told Politico part of the reason he didn't endorse DeSantis was, to this day, he's never heard from Ron DeSantis. Never heard from him. Never reached out. Now, just listen, you're all going to get mad. And at the same point, every single one of you is going to nod your head in agreement and get mad during while I go off on this. So just prepare yourself for that. It's okay. All right. Stubbe also says his office has tried to reach out so he could connect with DeSantis several times. No one ever connected with him. All right. All right. Well, here's the truth. And this is the hard truth. This is a reason why I want them both to fight, even though you hate this. Trump and DeSantis both have a gigantic flaw. They can't fix it, but they can help maybe smooth out some of the rough edges of it. One, and what I'm about to tell you, I should note, when I tell you when something's an opinion or a theory, what I'm about to tell you is neither of those things. What I'm about to tell you is how it is. I know this because I have people within both organizations, very close to both of them. Let's deal with DeSantis's problem first. DeSantis is elite at choosing personnel. Choosing people who agree with his message, people who don't leak to the media, smart, capable people. Ron DeSantis does this all the time. He even brags about it. This is clearly a veiled shot at Trump when he brags about it.
When you're going into executive position, you have to want, you're the one that kind of makes decisions and you got to make good decisions, but you just doing that isn't enough. You got to have people in the administration who share the vision and who are going to put kind of the agenda ahead of their own agenda. And we just made it very clear at the beginning, because you can make the decisions, if they're going to act to frustrate your agenda or they're not carrying out the agenda, then none of this ends up working out. So we said very clearly to people, you know, if you're leaking, if you're bringing a different agenda into this administration, pack your bags right now. You're gone. We're not putting up with it. And the result is that we've had over 4 years. We don't leak to the media. There's no palace intrigue. Very little. There's no drama about anything like behind the scenes. All it is just daily execution of the mission. And that's the reason why we've been able to get so much stuff done. We don't get diverted with all the nonsense that's out there.
That's DeSantis bragging about his strength, and he should. Excellent at choosing personnel. His personnel are very, very intelligent. They're true believers, highly motivated. That is his strength, governing personnel. But he has a flaw. And you heavy D hardcores are going to have a hard time with this, but it is a flaw, and it is a flaw he needs to be aware of and a flaw he needs to work on. There's a difference between personnel and personal. That call to Greg Stubbe, that was important. Not that congressional endorsements matter one way or the other. I'm not saying that. This is not going to decide the primary. I'm talking about going forward. Ron DeSantis is not great with people in a room. And let me pause on this for a second. Again, I cannot stress to you that this is not an opinion of mine. What I'm telling you is a fact, as in I know people who've lived with him and love him and tell me that's a fact. Interpersonal stuff. Walking in the room. Hey, Chris, how you doing? How's your mother today? Michael, hey, man, I remember your puppy was sick. Is it doing okay? Is your toe healed up? I know it was hurt last week. Now, I sympathize if you're rolling your eyes right now, screaming at the radio, saying, that doesn't matter. I don't care. All I care about is governance. I sympathize with that because that's more where I fall. I don't care about that crap. That stuff, I don't like it. All I care about, give me results, whatever. I don't care if you're nice, whatever. But it does matter. If I get a phone call, and you know I've had them before, I got to leave town, I won't be here tomorrow night. I will be here tomorrow night, but I'm saying, I got to leave town tomorrow night, I got to go meet with the suits somewhere. Look, if you ask me what's most important, It's sitting down here and every single segment giving you a good segment of radio, making your drive home better, your workout better, mowing the lawn better, cooking dinner better, driving to school with you, whatever you're doing. My job is to make your day better for 15 minutes, an hour, whatever, however long you listen. That's what I would tell you my job is. But if I have to show up and I have to go sit down for a meeting or a dinner with the suits, with the people who run this company, my smile is ear to ear, baby. My handshakes are solid and the charm is turned on. Why? I don't want to go meet with suits. I want to go do my radio show. I don't want to skip a night of it. That stuff matters. It does. It does matter. The DeSantis flaw of interpersonal stuff is a flaw that he probably can't fix. It's who he is. And I'm not, I'm not judging either of them here, for because we're about to go over Trump's too, but it is one he's going to have to address. Now, how do you address something like that if you're Ron DeSantis? Well, make your strength help cover up for your weakness. He needs a used car guy. What do I mean by that? No, I don't actually mean to go hire a used car salesman. He needs a guy who's a schmoozer, who will help him schmooze, who he listens to. And this guy will probably be annoying, but he needs a guy in his camp, in his life. Hey, Ron, I know you're busy. I know you want to go govern and do all the important stuff. But hey, this guy, he just donated $50,000 to the PAC. You really need to call him. Like, now. Pick up the phone and call him. And when you call, don't rush off the phone. Give that guy 5-10 minutes. You need to call him. It's something he's bad at and something he's got to fix. People remember personal. You can wish that away all you want, but they do. They remember personal. I personally, how about that? I struggle with that. I struggle with that. That's why Chris has to edit my emails if I'm emailing someone back. Or if I'm home and it's a personal thing, the wife will often tell me, and she's not being rude, not being controlling. She'll tell me if I'm mad about something or if I'm emailing or I'm texting somebody back. She'll say, hey, let me read that before you send it. Because I'm bad at it. So look, if you're sitting there saying you don't care, that doesn't matter. Okay, it doesn't matter to you. Even if it doesn't matter to me, it does matter to enough people. Personal matters. So DeSantis, unbelievable at personnel. Get him into government and he's your guy. But the personal, he needs the personal to get there. It matters. And that brings us to Trump. And we'll go over that in just a second.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Chris, did I say Wednesday at the beginning of the show? I think I might have said Tuesday. Well, we can't do anything about that now. Now, can we? Believe it or not, it's Wednesday. Breaking news. It's Wednesday. Anyway, so we're going over the whole, we just went over the heavy D in case you're just joining us. The DeSantis strength, personnel, the DeSantis flaw, personal, is not great. Personal with people. He's just not. He's not. Which brings us to the Trump thing. He's got a flaw too and something he's great at. Let's deal with the great first. He's so good personal wise. This is not a one-off. This calling Greg Stube when he was injured and in the ICU. Hey, it's Trump just checking in, seeing how you're doing. I know there's so much Trump hate out there that people don't want to talk about this or acknowledge this right now. He's really, really, really good with people. He'll even call Democrats, which you hate, and honestly, I don't love, but he'll do it. Jerry Nadler, remember that useless pile of trash, Jerry Nadler, the guy who pooped his pants? Remember that time he passed out publicly? And he's just in terrible health anyway. I mean, look at him just waddle all over the place with pants full of poop. But anyway, he had to check into the hospital. Trump called him. Hey, Jerry, checking in on you, making sure you're okay. Checking. Trump is good at that. Personal wise, when you get in a room with Trump, Trump will own that room. Hey, how you doing? Man, big fan. Oh, hey, look at this guy. You want a picture? You've seen him. It's part of the reason he's endeared himself to so many people. You've seen him out and about on TV. He'll walk into a freaking McDonald's and he's there. He's not there mingling with the ickies who he doesn't want to be. Dude, everyone there feels like the belle of the ball and they're happy to be hanging out with him. That is so important in politics to be good at that. And he's so good at that. Personal matters. But that flaw, personnel, you could make a very solid argument his inability to choose good people around him cost him the presidency, hampered the 4 years he was president, and hurts him now to this day. To this day, he's going on Instagram. He went on Instagram yesterday on social media. Quote, I'm pleased to inform you that due to the great success of my previously launched digital trading cards, we're now doing a Series 2 available now for $99 each. Trump is on social media with everything going on selling you digital trading cards. That's someone around him. Trump doesn't even know what digital trading cards are. That's some idiot in his circle. He has got to realize he can't fix it. Okay, you can't pick people. Some people can't pick people. Why do you think NFL teams, oftentimes, almost always, they will have a coach, but they will actually have a separate guy who's in charge of drafting players or bringing in new players? Why? Why are those two different guys? Because lots of times the coach, he doesn't have any idea what he's looking for. Okay, so Trump has a flaw. A really critical flaw, just like DeSantis' critical flaw. Personnel. Okay, you've got a flaw. You can't fix it about yourself. He very clearly cannot fix it. From his original campaign to the presidency of Fauci, Bill Barr, Omarosa, Rex Tillerson, I don't even need to go down the list, to now his current campaign, which somehow has more morons and degenerates in it than the prior two. He very clearly can't pick people. Okay, everyone's got a flaw. Find a guy who can. You can still be Trump. You can be you. You can do you. You do you. But no, you cut yourself out of the hiring process. Period. And that's hard to do, especially for someone that successful. Billionaire, former president of the United States of America. That's hard to do. But you've got to recognize the flaws in yourself and make your life better because of it. We talked about it before when it comes to technical stuff on the show for me. Dude, I'm staring at buttons and knobs and there are cords. How many cords am I looking at here? And there's a whole cupboard full of all these machines that appear to be making noises and there's cameras all around me and I don't know how any of this stuff works. And I don't want to know. Chris said there's are you serious? Chris said there's 3,000 feet of wire in this room. And I don't know what a single one of them does. Now, because of that, I don't touch anything. I don't sit down and start adjusting things and pressing buttons. Don't worry, guys. I'll twerk the megahertz on it. Chris and Michael would just come out of their chair and come right through the glass if they saw me touching anything. Because I don't know what I'm doing. So I don't touch it. I need guys like Chris and Michael who do know what they're doing. It's not the end of the world. You just have to recognize your flaws and work to fix them. Ron DeSantis' flaw of not being great with people. Don't kid yourself. It is important. He has got to fix it or fix it as much as he can. Donald Trump's flaw of not being able to pick people who work for him is critically important. He has got to find a way to mitigate that. He has to. All right. Now, looks like we're going to be making a little trip to New York City. Oh, you want to know why? Got a little gun buyback plan going on, and I have a plan to fund the yacht trip that we were wanting to take if we make enough money. We'll get to that in a moment. And we have to get to John Fetterman's testimony today. And I think Mayorkas is about to get impeached, and Katie Porker's back in the news. Biden, Harris, they aren't going to be on the ticket, according to Forbes. Some student gets in trouble for reading the Bible. All kinds of stuff tonight. Before we get to that, let's get to Mantis X. Because if you do get attacked one day, and I hope that day never comes, it's probably not going to be Katie Porter who attacks you. So you need to be able to hit a smaller target. And you need to be able to do it when you're scared. Do you know what it's like to shoot when you're scared? when your blood's pumping, your hands are sweating, and you're breathing hard. It's not like down at the range, calm, cool, collected, take a shot, take a break. When you're scared for your life or the life of someone else, you know how you shoot? You'll shoot how hard you've trained. Mantis X allows you to train in the comfort of your home. Go to MantisX.com. They'll send it to your home. It's what the Green Berets use. You dry fire practice in the comfort of your home. They'll put you through drills. You will get good and get good fast. MantisX.com. All right? MantisX.com.
Feeling a little stocky?
Follow, like, and subscribe on social at JesseKellyDC.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put 2 and 2 together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I'm about to be in the money. I can't guarantee I'll be here tomorrow. I may be retired by then. Why? Well, New York Attorney General Letitia James is about to open up the wallet for me. You see, New York, they're offering a $500 per weapon gun buyback program. Well, I don't know if you've heard, but I've been accused of being frugal from time to time, and I have a fair number of guns that didn't really cost me $500. Pawn shop here, buying it from a friend there, you know how it goes. Guess who's going to be backing up the Brinks truck soon as we head into New York City? I've got to have money coming out of my ears. It's going to be fantastic. I'm excited about that. These programs are always very, very successful too, by the way. I want to applaud New York because the gangbanger who's murdering and raping everybody, he's oftentimes very excited to go turn in his weapons, of course. I actually do love the, in all seriousness, I do love these gun buyback programs because the people who show up to these things, it's always some do-gooder liberal. And those are the people who it's going to be hilarious watching them get preyed upon by the animals in society. So they always show up for these things and it's going to be great. I love it. All right. Now we do have to do something fairly serious. Dear full-time Oracle, part-time radio host, my wife works as a baker. I'm not going to say the name of the grocery store. Saturday, I picked her up from work. She informed me she had to make and decorate cakes for 3 soldiers' funerals. They were 19 and 20, 2 brothers and a friend. They all died prior to entering basic because they are now required to get the COVID shot, and they all had heart attacks doing PT. Because they did not get to basic, they're not afforded a military funeral. And we're not in yet, so not eligible for SGLI life insurance for their families. This made me sick. I joined the Army in 05 and did 4 years. My brother's still in as a warrant officer and flies Black Hawk helicopters, and they made him get a COVID shot as well. This is not the Army I joined, and I'm sick of the military crapping on everyone. I would tell everyone to join a trade and disregard the military altogether. In closing, I wanted to add that my wife's manager was a Marine, and they donated all the cakes and meat for these young men's funerals. I don't like our military dying, but at least should be afforded the ability to take out as many of our foes as possible. I love the heroes you read about on Monday. Please play taps for these heroes. Since I'm sending this email from a Pure Talk phone, let the bar eat as well. God bless you and your family. And yeah, we will play taps for them. And 20 years old. Imagine raising your baby boy up for 19, 20 years, and then having him taken away from you for that. Can't help but think about Rochelle Walensky today and her testimony before Congress, because do keep in mind the mandates they pass down to people. Maybe you were forced to get one yourself. Most people were. The mandates, the only point in having one is if the vaccine were to stop the transmission. That's the only point. Otherwise, it doesn't matter whether you get it or I get it or everyone gets it. If it only protects you and doesn't stop transmission, then there's no reason to mandate it. If you go die, go die, right? So three young men dead. This is Rochelle Walensky, the head of the CDC.
Director Walensky, in March 2021 on MSNBC, you stated that, quote, vaccinated people do not carry the virus. They don't get sick. Do you remember making that statement?
Yeah, I remember such statements. I don't know if I remember that one.
Okay, was that statement correct?
At the time, it was. It was a wild-type virus that we had. It was, even before the Alpha variant, it was the initial wild-type virus, and all the data at the time suggested that people who were vaccinated, even if they got sick, couldn't transmit the virus to someone else.
All right. Is that statement still correct?
So we've had an evolution of science and an evolution of the virus. We have, since that wild type virus, had the Alpha variant, the Delta variant, now the Omicron variant, and numerous subvariants since. That statement is no longer correct with the Omicron subvariants we have right now.
Where do they go for justice? Where do those families go for justice. Everyone listening to the sound of my voice right now, how many of you have been injured or lost a loved one because of the lies you were told? And where do you get your justice? It's freaking wrong, man. Freaking wrong. That actually brings me to Robert Kennedy Jr. running as a Democrat, but he's this super, well, this is a little long, but I'm going to play this from today. Robert Kennedy Jr. It's going to be interesting to see if talk like this gets any traction in today's Democrat Party.
President Trump said, well, these bureaucrats came at him from every side, and they were all telling him he had to do that. He had the right instincts. He knew that he shouldn't have closed down the country, but he did it. He got rolled by his bureaucracy. And I'm going to tell you a quick story. During the Cuban Missile Crisis, the XCOM committee, which was all the intelligence officials and military officials, 11 of the 13 on there. My father was on there, and so was Bob McNamara. So those are the exceptions. But all of the doyens, the gurus, the, you know, the old gray men who were, you know, the Curtis LeMay and Louis Lemonser, the generals from the Joint Chiefs, they all said, we got to go in and bomb the missile sites in Cuba, the 64 missile sites in Cuba. And my uncle said to him, well, wait a minute, what's going to happen? Who's on those gun crews? Are those Cubans or are those Russians? And they said, we don't know. And he said, well, if they're Russians and we kill Russians, isn't Russia then going to have to go into Berlin? And they were like, well, we don't think they'll do that. And my uncle said, I want to see the aerial photographs. And he looked at the aerial photographs. And he said, who has, on the Cuban side, who gives permission to fire? Does it come from Russia? Does it come from Fidel? Does it come from the individual gun crews? Because if it comes from Fidel, he's going to fire them. If it comes from the individual gun crews, then you're putting the fate of the world in the hands of those commanders, 64 men. They didn't know. So he said, we're not doing it. And all I'm saying is, you need a president at this time in history who can stand up to his bureaucracy.
Dang. Do you think I could, now, maybe I'm crazy because I'm not a Democrat, but maybe this will have some traction in today's Democrat Party. I have to assume, now hear me out. Chris is shaking his head now. There have to be a ton of older Democrats who still vote Democrat all the time, but they look at the loonies who run this party and they think, man, I wish we were back to a different time. There have to be, right? There have to be a ton of these people. I would think maybe not. All right. Anyway, we're going to make fun of Mitch McConnell. We do have to talk about what's going on, in college campuses in America. Get to some more emails. Corinne Diversity hire struggled today, but oh my goodness. It's John Fetterman time. John Fetterman's back in the Senate. Senator Cucumber was all over it today, and I can't wait to bring that to you now. Once again, oh, I almost forgot. I owe that guy the bar. And why do I owe him the bar? Because he put his money where his morals are, and he switched to Pure Talk. When you switch to Pure Talk from your garbage communist cell phone company, Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile, when you take 10 minutes on the phone and switch to Pure Talk and save a pile of money, you get your soundboard item of choice. You want the fart? You get the fart. You want Senator Cucumber? It's all yours. You get what you want when you put your money where your morals are. You also save a ton of money. Same 5G network as one of the big guys. Why wouldn't you switch? There are people, anti-communists like us. Pick your cell phone up. Dial #250. Say Jesse Kelly. Because right now, that'll save you an additional 50% off your first month on top of all the other money you save. Dial #250. Say Jesse Kelly. Put your money where your morals are and switch to Pure Talk. It's Fetterman time, baby. Next.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and we will get to Mitch McConnell in a little bit. And Mayorkas is about to get impeached. There's no question about that. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. But so, John Fetterman today, He's the chair of a subcommittee in the Senate. And so, I mean, remember, he's a senator. So as a senator, speaking and reading words, those are kind of critical parts of the job. You know, like me, I talk on the radio. I have to be able to speak. If something happened and I had to have my voice box removed, I don't get to have the Jesse Kelly Show anymore, because speaking is a huge part of radio, like really big. I mean, you might even argue it's most of it, really. So that's also an important part for a senator. And I do remember, before I play this, I want to remind you of something. You remember the midterm election we just had? We were all disappointed. Remember, I had a shave and a mustache because I thought it was going to be this huge red wave. And it was more like a red drip is really what it was. I wish I'd put that differently now that I think about it. Anyway, it was more like a red drip. And do you remember what the GOP establishment said? The low-T losers in the GOP, Mitch McConnell and others. I still remember McConnell saying it like it was yesterday. Well, the truth is candidate quality matters. Candidate quality matters. And what were they saying? Well, of course they were saying, I wish you icky conservatives who are too far to the right would stop running for office. Candidate quality matters. So I just want you to keep those words in the back of your head as you listen to John Fetterman's opening statement. Guys, we didn't edit out. We didn't edit this, did we? Did we edit this? Oh, good. Because I'm going to play this unedited. I'm going to let the man say his piece. Here's a United States senator. There are only 100 of these in the world. A United States senator from the state of Pennsylvania. Remember, candidate quality matters.
I call to this hearing of the U.S. Senate Subcommittee on Food and Nutrition, especially crops, organics, and research, to order. Chairwoman Stabenow and Ranking Member Boozman, thank you so much for coming. I thank you for your leadership on this committee, and I look forward to working with you to pass a farm bill. A farm bill that works for small farmers, rural communities, and hungry Americans. SNAP is one of the most effective programs to fight hunger and poverty in the country. In my time and effort in IFAS, as the mayor of Braddock to lieutenant governor to now, I have heard from Pennsylvanians about their support for a SNAP. Hunger is not a Republican or a Democrat issue. It's all of our issue that we have to take it on. We need to come together and stop playing political games with Americans' access to food. Americans like Cory Jork from the town of Northeast in Pennsylvania tells me that his victim was skimming, which was when somebody stole money and he relied from his SNAP EBT. Mr. Jor is not the first Pennsylvanian I've heard this from. I fear he won't be the last. And I will work in this farm bill to modernize SNAP to work to recipients in the 21st century.
That was John Fetterman's opening statement. United States Senator John Fetterman. Senator Cucumber, as he's known on the show. But hey, maybe that wasn't fair. Maybe he just lost his train of thought a few times during that. Let's at least play the man's opening question, all right?
This is Jones Brown. Food banks are really critical for the support foundation of...
I need to be clear. I'm about to start this over again. I'm sorry. I need to be clear. He's asking a question to a live human being that's sitting in front of him. Okay? I want you to picture this woman. She's sitting there staring at him. He's talking to a person. Here he is.
This is Jones Brown. Food banks are really critical for the support foundation of SNAP. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely.
The Emergency Food Assistance Program, or TFAP, was established to provide emergency food assistance to low-income individuals. And these individuals may not qualify for SNAP, but they might need additional support. Food banks like Phil Abundance, and knowing personally, they're the kind of quality of the work that you do in my own state. They distribute 85% of TFAP foods nationwide. As Americans struggle with high food costs, how have you been able to allow you to continue to provide food support?
Yeah. Thank you for the question.
It's nice when they can speak off the cuff like that. It just comes so naturally for them. Oh, gosh. All right, quit. Now let's focus. Because there's an interesting conversation to be had over who's the worst person in the world. And I'm not talking about individuals. I'm not talking about individuals because you can always make arguments there. It's got to be this guy. It's got to be that guy. But as a group, if you were to lump people together, who would you say are the most evil people in the world? Now, there are plenty of candidates out there. ISIS still exists. It's really tough to get worse than ISIS, right? I talk about a death cult. The North Korean communists murdering people every day. They have people in concentration camps. So that's not a great thing. We know there are Nazi battalions in Ukraine, the actual swastikas and stuff, all tatted up, all scary looking. So those probably aren't people you would really want to hang around. Chris, definitely not you, pal. Who are they? Is it the socialists who run Venezuela? The Mexican cartels? If you said any of those things, you're wrong. There is someone out there who's more vicious, evil, and murderous than all those people. You know who it is? I'll tell you in a second.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.